At 1UP, we believe in being curious and taking a little bit of value from everyone. So welcome to the Breadcrumb series, where we get bite-sized amounts of previous episodes and can hear a new perspective in less than 5 minutes. This breadcrumb is from the Sapiens series, a brief history of humankind, my summary and reflections. So then we're sort of moving into what was the Industrial Revolution, you know, businesses, factories. I mean, I don't even think we're at the factory point yet. I'm really skipping ahead years, but it kind of leads into what became the Industrial Revolution from the Agricultural Revolution, right? Because we started farming, we had really basic farms, you know, did all of this stuff, and then suddenly we're like, oh my God, what about mass production? Yeah, why the hell would we be producing, you know, this much wheat when we could 10x it with this, that, and the other thing? Again, trying to make things, progress things, create more resource. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Every time I read this page that I'm going to be referring to in this next portion of the podcast, I feel sick and I'm instantly put off meat in that moment. So that speaks to my desensitization of everything. But I'm put off meat because the reality of what the Industrial Revolution, what the mass production of food has done to animals is disgusting. And I mean disgusting in like every sense of that word, like it's gross. But it's been like this for so long. And so I'm completely desensitized to it. I'm not thinking about the mass production of pork when I'm eating ham. Like it's just not happening. And I don't think that's a rare or unique experience. I think so many of us are like that. But remember what I said in the beginning, that we were once just as relevant and as harmless and as insignificant as jellyfish. Like the book literally says we contributed as much to the world as a jellyfish does. Think about the change now. And that's all been as a result of evolution, the cognitive revolution, the agricultural revolution, the industrial revolution. And now we act like we're above those animals and we disrupt their lives. We disrupt the natural order of how things have always been. How cruel is it? You know, I think it's so cruel. And again, I'm saying all of this when I'll probably order chicken for lunch. So just, yeah. How cruel is it to disrupt the natural order of things? And I know that's a stupid thing to say because we all do it. I do it. We all disrupt the natural order of things. I kill ants, you know. I'm no perfect human. I'm a killer as much as anyone else. But we intentionally, consciously, and thoughtfully disrupt the lives of almost every single animal on this planet, especially farm animals. Over time, within the agricultural revolution, we started to domesticate animals. We kept things like, you know, sheep and cows and stuff. We killed off the more aggressive ones and we kept the more placid ones around. And so that's why we have animals that are like that now. Farm animals that are just so chill. They're just so whatever, because over time, we've just killed every version of their species that wasn't like that. Cows and pigs and chickens, man. I can completely understand why someone would go vegan, especially when it's not just the environmental impacts. It really is the ethical impacts of so much of this stuff. I watched a TikTok the other day and it was this farmer, bless his heart, lovely guy. Well, he seems like it anyway. I don't actually know him. But he was sharing, you know, his journey of farming and what he was doing. And he was inseminating the cows, right? So he was making the cows pregnant so that they can have babies and they, I guess, can use them for either farm animals or meat and beef or whatever. And he was showing how he did that. And I didn't think anything of it at the time, honestly. Like, truthfully, I didn't even really think too much about it. And then I read this book and I thought, how is there not some ethical dilemma with that? Artificially impregnating an animal without its consent. I know this could come across as far-fetched, especially in the context of the society we live in. And again, I eat meat, okay? But just think about the concept of that for a second. The same thing with removing calves from their mums when they're born. That is a natural process. You know, just the thought of that makes me so sad, because if my child was taken away from me without my consent, without knowing what was going on, I just can't even imagine the pain of that. do cows have as complex emotions as us to be able to really understand what's going on when this has happened over years and years and years of evolution? And so maybe those emotions have now been depleted. I don't know, but I definitely know for sure that I haven't seen any popular research done on whether that is or isn't the case. And there probably wouldn't be, because why would there be? That's not going to contribute to the progress of society or the mass production of resource that has always been the priority within the agricultural revolution anyway, right?
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the One Up Project. If you want to find more stuff just like this, check out our other apps or follow us
at the One Up Project on Instagram or TikTok. See you there.